Okay, so this week's parasha we introduced him last week to Avram's nephew, Lot. Lot seems to be a very, very ambiguous character. We know next week's parasha, he sounds like a very righteous person. What does he do? When the Malachim come to stone, and he's being attacked, he does mitzvah of Hafnas Orchid. Not only that, what does he serve them? He serves the matzah. Why is he serving the matzah? Because it's Pesach. Sounds like a very righteous person. Very much so. But in this week's parasha, when things aren't working out between Avram and Lot, and their shepherds, so Lot says, I'm out of here. And the pasuk says, when Lot left him, it says in Perak Yigim of Pasuk Binalef, Vayichal Lot, Eis Kol Kikar Yardin, Vayisal Lot Mikedem, and Lot left him. So what does Rashi tell us? Rashi tells us, Omar, he said, Efshi Lo Be'Avram Vlo Be'Elokov. It's impossible for me to be with Avram and his God. Now, what does that mean? He doesn't believe in that? He doesn't believe in God? No, that's not what Yefshi means. Rishalom Shadron writes, says over here in the Sefer, that what does it mean Yefshi? Yefshi means it's impossible. I'm not capable. He believes in God. He knows the Milos of Avram. He's a nice person. But what is he saying? He's saying, I can't do it. It's very typical. When a person gets most, a person says, you're doing something wrong, he says, yeah, I know, but I can't help it. That, says Rishalom Shadron, is apikorsis. The whole purpose of creation, the whole purpose why we are created, is to improve ourselves. We're not here to be stagnant, be complacent. Just that's what animals are created for. An animal is created to eat and perform the functions of that of whatever animals do. Provide food, obviously, agav after their death. They're not here to improve. They're not here to do anything. A human being is here to improve. So if a human being says, "I'm sorry, I have too many taimas," Lot says, "I can't help myself from stealing. I can't. I can't help myself from following you, God. I can't do it." So that, in and of itself, is apikorsis, and that's why he's called a rasha. And so why does he do mitzvahs like chasas, orchim, and matzah? Why? Because those are mitzvahs that don't go against this grain. Don't take any, don't have a high level of difficulty. So we see a tremendous lesson over here. That if a person is not working hard on himself, and growing, and pushing himself, and trying to change himself, he's basically not doing anything. He's a rasha. He's not neutral. They always say over the example, that life is like going down an escalator, right? If you're going up, if you're walking up that going down an escalator, so then you're going up. If you're staying complacent, if you're standing still, so then you're really going down. And that's why Lot is referred to as a rasha, because in reality, he was because of the fact that he said, I can't change, that was his rishus. That he's basically saying he's not picorsis. He's basically saying there's no purpose. A human being is no different than an animal. And then we see the exact opposite by another character, by another personality in this week's parasha. We see by Sarai. Sarai says that she can't have kids. And what does she say? Character Zayin Pasuk Beis. Vatomer Sarai El Avram. Hinei no atzarani Hashem miledes. Hashem has stopped me from giving birth. Bono El Shivchasi. Take my Shivcha. Take the my co-wife, Hagar, ulai yibonimimena. Maybe you will be built from that. So Rashi says, yibonimimena, b'schus she'achnes tzarasi l'sof beisi. Because of the merit that I'm bringing my tzara. Anybody who learned Yivamos knows that a tzara is a co-wife. I bring my tzara into my house. Now, what does that mean? And the Sisei Chum right away says on the bottom, in that schus, what is she trying to do? The schus of having children is going to come from what? Going against her grain. You know how hard it is? She was the main wife. She was the primary wife. Hagar was there just secondarily. And here it is, Sarai, the primary wife, is not having kids. So what does she say? You know what, Avram? Just have kids through her. You know how hard that must have been? You know the type of embarrassment? Type of how she must have felt to do that? But nevertheless, she sucked it up, and she did it. And she said, you know what? Maybe that's my schus. If you contrast Lot, who says, oh, it's hard for me? Can't do it, I'm sorry. giving up. He's a Rasha. You look at Sarai. Sarai says, you know what? Because it's hard for me, that's going to be my schus. And we know, of course, and the Medrash says, very interestingly enough, actually, I never heard of this Medrash before. The Medrash says that, you know what, I'll quote it to you because it's so fascinating. It's really what happens in today's times. And we can all, I think, use this in our everyday lives, and especially when things come up. Let me just find it for you 1 second. Oh, sorry, Avraham. Hashem stopped me from giving birth. Now, first of all, he's medayek that what? What do you mean stop? Stop is mashma that she had the organs to give birth. But we know that Sarai was not created with the organs. So it should have said Hashem didn't give me the opportunity to give birth. Atzarani is mashma that he's stopping it and he could change it. It's all about Hashem. I know the reason. It's not like people tell me that I need an amulet, right? Which is what we would think in modern times. People need a schus, people need to have children, people need this. What do? They go to this mikovah, they go for that skula. Says Sarai, that's not it. Elohim noat Sarai Hashem ilad. This is Hashem. So what do I have to do to show Hashem? What do I need to do to get the schus to have children? I need to break my teva. I need to break my nature. I need to go against the grain. I need to do something that's hard for me. And then I'll be zeichah. And sure enough, we know soon she's also going to have a child. It's such a, first of all, in our lives. And he writes there, Shalom Shoton writes, that of course, when you need a Yeshua, you need something, you need something very important, you got to daven your heart out. But what's even more powerful, and what also needs to go with the davening, is changing yourself, improving yourself, working on yourself. Those of you that are here Friday night, I spoke about this Nikuda. Tehillim is very important, and davening is very, very important. But if you can change your midah, you can change your nature, that has even more influence of Shemayim. As we see also when Klai Yisrael is approaching the Kriyas Yamsuf, Hashem says to Moshe and Klai Yisrael, he says, Ma titzakelai, what are you screaming out to me? Daber al b'nei Yisrael v'yiso, speak to b'nei Yisrael v'yiso and travel, do something about it. Get up and do something about it. So I think we can take out a tremendous lesson from here. That in life, our whole purpose of life is to improve and to grow and to change. That's what we're here for. And of course, the ideal place to do that and the ideal age to do that is in your formative years. When you're 18, 19, and 20, when you're Shiva, you have nothing else going on. Life gets, you're going to go to college, mitzvah soon, you can go out to work, you can build families. Life only gets more and more challenging, more and more busy. Now's the time to take advantage of the time. I spoke about this yesterday in my shiur. I can't begin to tell you how fast time goes and how fast life goes. And in the end of the day, you're not losing out. You're not. Your mama's not. You don't have to become a tzaddik overnight. But this is loads of Russia. Why is it Russia? I can't change. I can't do anything about it. I have typhus. I have to steal. Oh, when it's easy for me, yeah, I'll do it. No problem. But Sarai, she needed a Yeshua. She needed a child. What did she do? She said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm doing something that's really hard for me, but I know it's right. Whammo. Soon afterwards, she has a child. And I think everybody in your own personal lives, a person needs something. Whatever you need a Yeshua in anything. Somebody needs a refuah. Right? What should you do? You should daven your heart out, but even more so, change something. Take upon an extra 5 minutes to learn. Take upon to come to chakras a few minutes earlier. Take upon, I mean, I'd like to encourage people not necessarily to take on extra siddharm. The siddharm itself. Right? We know that a masman is somebody who comes and learns 9:15 to 12 to 11:30, whenever your shir is, or whatever, or 3:30 or 3 o'clock for halacha seder on time. You know, 3:30 for second seder. Persons make strong kabbalas, not huge but strong. That show that he's changing. He's changing for Kadosh Baruch Hu. Show b'zelcha to change our teva, and through that b'zelcha to Yeshua's and also Klai. So we know what's going on in the news and so on. That we need Klai Yisrael needs Yeshua also. So can you imagine if a whole yeshiva, if all Klai Yisrael, if everybody would take upon themselves to change themselves a little bit, then all our enemies, all the shilas about, you know, what's going on in the world, they'll all fall away. Mashiach will come, and we'll see the Gula Shabbat here every minute. Shabbos.